I started skating when I was 5 years old. And at 7 years old, I watched the 88 Olympics. And I saw Brian Boitano win. And I thought, wow, I want to be an Olympic ice skater.
There are people who dream of possibilities and people who remain focused on life's realities. Then there are people who not only dream, but who have the determination and courage to turn their dreams into reality. Michelle Kwan is such a person. Michelle is the daughter of Chinese immigrants who worked hard to provide their children with opportunities they themselves had never known. Seeing athletics as one avenue in which their children could excel, the Kwans encouraged their children to take up a sport. All three turned to skating. Michelle, the youngest, first put on a pair of skates at a Skating for Tots program offered at a local ice rink in Southern California. The instructor doesn't remember Kwan as being a natural standout, only that she was the kid who wouldn't get off the ice. Michelle had been taking lessons for 2 years when she watched Boitano win the gold medal. As she watched, her dream for Olympic glory took seed.
Of course, it's very easy to dream, but I knew that it's a lot of hard work and dedication to make dreams come true. And so I learned from a very, very early age that dreaming is a great thing. And it's good to have dreams, but it's also good to have goals. I thought it was as simple as signing up for the Olympic Games and competing and winning a gold medal. But through coaches and through parents and great guidance, I realized, you know what? It takes a lot of hard work.
At age 8, Michelle began serious figure skating training with her sister Karen. Such training is costly, and Kwan's parents sacrificed to support their daughter's dreams. Their mother worked two jobs, as their father took whatever extra hours he could get. Their support was not limited to money. They guided their children, instilling the values of hard work, dedication, and of embracing the joy and beauty of whatever they chose to undertake. They also taught their children to not give up.
There were times when I wouldn't feel so good, and I knew that I had to train and skate. I skated about 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and a couple hours a day. And there were some days, I have to admit, that, you know, I had bruises on my legs, and, you know, my bum was a little bit sore from falling. But I said, if I want to be an Olympic champion, if I want to compete with the best, I'm going to have to pick myself up and keep on going.
When Michelle was 10 years old, her family received financial assistance, which allowed Michelle and her sister to train at the premier Ice Castle International Training Center in Lake Arrowhead, California. While Michelle's skills improved, she also experienced failure.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships, and I was a junior lady, and I competed with really, really, really good skaters, and I knew that I wasn't prepared. I didn't know how to train at that age. And I fell, I don't know how many times. But trust me, I learned from my mistake. And I prepared a lot better the following year for the season. And it completely changed my outlook.
With this dedication, Michelle Kwan made her presence known in the world of figure skating competition by earning wins at the Junior National Championships. At age 13, Michelle Kwan landed 6 triple jumps before a record crowd at the U.S. Olympic Festival, becoming their youngest champion. From there, Michelle's hard work and focus vaulted her to becoming a major world-class figure skating competitor.
When I won the world championships, I guess the day that, you know, the short program and the long program, when I competed, I was just focused. I knew that all the training I had under my belt, I knew what I had to do. And that was just to go out there and skate and have fun. Because at that point, it's already too late. You can't say, oh, well, if I, you know, worked harder, if I did this, all the preparation work is already done. So that was my mindset when I was competing.
A strong motivator for Michelle is her love of the freedom and the sense of joy that she experiences when skating.
In my opinion, I believe that you have to be passionate about what you do. And that's the only way that you can live your life is that you're passionate and you love what you do. Then you can dedicate yourself and you can work hard towards the goal, towards your goal.
This philosophy is not limited to just skating.
You have to enjoy everything that you do, whether it's a sport, whether it's school, whether it's a job. And that's how I sort of approach life, is that if I love something and I want something, I'm going to put my heart and soul, and that means to dedicate yourself through everything.
Even with all of her accomplishments, Michelle Kwan knows what it's like to struggle with disappointments.
Everybody has different situations and circumstances, and there are times when things don't go that smoothly. For me, as a skater, there were times when I would fall down and fall down and fall down. But somehow I picked myself back up and kept on going. And I think that's a true champion, is when someone, you know, isn't given the easiest road and they fall down, but are able to pick themselves back up and keep on going. Great athletes, even great musicians, rock stars, politicians, doctors, you know, teachers, they're not always right. But you have to learn from your mistakes to get better in everything you do.
Kwan says it takes stubbornness to succeed, especially when a person isn't dealt an easy hand.
But they say, you know what? No, I am going to make this happen. And when you're stubborn about, you know, I've got this dream, everybody says it's impossible, but I'm going to make it happen. And the way you do that is to have small goals, and you start achieving, you start climbing, and then, you know, soon enough, you're like, wow, I made it. I'm on top.
This level of dedication is different from just making sacrifices.
People always say sacrifice. So there's no such thing. If you want something, you have to make the right decisions in order for things to come true. It's like, I don't see it as a sacrifice. I see it as, you know, making the right decisions. Things like hard work, dedication, never giving up. And I've succeeded in skating, and I feel that I can apply the things that I have learned in sports, in life.
It is these lessons that Michelle Kwan is now sharing with young people around the world as an American public diplomacy envoy for the State Department.
I've been able to travel to other countries and talk to young people and try to motivate them, inspire them, and also just to have a dialogue. And I think in my life, my ultimate goal is to make a difference. Life is short, and you have to make the best of it. And that's how I see the opportunity that I've been given in terms of trying to give back and trying to make a difference in people's lives. I hope that when I leave a conversation with students in China, Argentina, Russia, Ukraine, that they leave with, wow, I've learned something, and maybe I can apply it into my own life. Things like my story, the things that I have learned in sports, things like never giving up, things like hard work, teamwork, and having fun. And if one or two students can apply the things that I have learned or the things that I say to them into their own lives, then I've achieved great success.
Often when Kwan speaks to audiences, she talks about how life is a great opportunity, and every day can be a step toward realizing those opportunities.
When I talk to young people and I try to inspire them and motivate them and put them on the right path, it's not for Olympic skaters only. It's to motivate them, inspire them in school, in their personal life, to be the best person they can be. And that takes hard work, dedication, teamwork, and your heart and soul. And I think that, you know, if I'm sitting down with someone who loves math, then I would encourage them to pursue it, to, you know, listen to their teachers and to learn from their mistakes and to tell them that you have to make small goals in order for your ultimate dream to come true.
Although Michelle Kwan dreamed of going to the Olympics, she didn't know that she'd achieve that dream. She tells her audiences that she didn't think she would win the Olympic silver and bronze, or 5 world championships, or 9 national titles.
You know, I wasn't born to skate. It wasn't easy for me, but I had a dream, and my dream came true because I dedicated myself. Whatever your passion is, whatever your love is, whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.